This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For all that we talk about housing on this program, as we did up in the newscast, and it is mostly recovered from the crash of a decade ago, there is a reality out there that is becoming a problem. Rents in a whole lot of cities are rising faster than paychecks are. In Atlanta, rents are up 30% in the past 5 years. That's from Zillow, by the way. And the rising cost of housing has led the city of Atlanta to require developers who are building apartments to include lower rent units as well. A year into that policy, though, the results are kind of unclear, as Stephanie Stokes reports now from WABE.
In Atlanta, the closest thing to beachfront property may be real estate near a walking trail. The 22-mile loop, called the Beltline, is sparking new development around the city, including in the West Side neighborhood where I meet Councilmember Andre Dickens.
Hang out. You see new stuff is coming in.
He points out old warehouses getting converted into breweries and shops.
This area is transforming, and it's some needed change and revitalization.
But Dickens notes revitalization also can drive up rents. That's why he pushed for a new rule around the Beltline called inclusionary zoning. It requires apartment builders within a half mile of the trail keep 10 to 15% of their units affordable, which would mean a rent of about $1,100 for a single person making $30,000, $40,000 a year.
So that the Beltline won't be 100% for the wealthy, you'll at least have, you know, 15 or so percent or more set aside for low-income individuals.
That's the idea, but it's based on an assumption that developers will keep building. And since Atlanta started the rule a year ago, only two projects have applied for and received permits to build in the zone. Developers like Tim Schrager wonder if the policy is to blame.
Development deals, They're very challenging. The cost of construction, the cost of land, everything is very expensive today.
He says it's hard to get any project financed, especially if developers have to tell investors they'll need to give up revenue on up to 15% of the units.
I don't think that the electricians and the framers are going to start reducing the cost of their labor because of inclusionary zoning. The deal's not going to pencil out.
Meaning investors won't fund the development. The only projects that have moved forward under the rule rely on significant help from federal subsidies or philanthropic donations. But the policy's backers don't see any cause for concern.
The numbers do not support any notion that the inclusionary zoning has deterred development.
Dan Immergluck is a professor at Georgia State University. He compared apartment construction around the Beltline to the rest of the city and found it is declining everywhere. He says real estate works in cycles.
I think it's a clear mistake to read this as a failure of the particular policy design. If anything, it's a failure of doing it soon enough to capture the building cycle.
This debate over the impact of inclusionary zoning has become as common as the policy itself. Portland, Philadelphia, and Minneapolis all have faced a similar conversation. It comes to Atlanta as residents already feel pressure from new investment.
This area is the juice bar.
A few blocks from the Beltline, on the city's west side, Jeanette Sellers just opened her new business, a vegan natural food store.
We have vegan ice cream, vegan treats. So the idea is that, you know, vegan can be good.
The shop is something Sellers wanted in the neighborhood. She lives here as a renter, although she isn't sure for how long. She's a single mother of four and is concerned about rising rents.
I mean, I'd love to stay in the West End. I don't know if I could afford it.
Dickens, the council member, says inclusionary zoning may not provide relief right away, that it's a longer play.
We're going to have new development that's going to come. So when my gray hair turns white pretty soon, you'll start to see, oh, this is what that's all about.
It's about offering everybody, he says, a desirable place to live. In Atlanta, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.